Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
No, I still haven't seen the Amazon Lord of the Rings show.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, matey? It's Talk Like a Pirate Day this week.
Oh, shit.
Can you believe it? We caught it. This is the week. It's
on episode 100?
On episode 100. We've been wanting to say our matey for 2 years.
Our matey.
Did we miss it last year?
We missed it both years, and we always apologize after the fact. But this year, baby, this episode drops on Friday, and Talk Like a Pirate Day is Tuesday.
I don't even know what to say. I've been looking forward to this.
Yar.
Yeah, where's me gold, matey?
Shiver me timbers.
So this has been fun. Yeah, this is good. Good.
Kind of a special week.
I was hoping this wouldn't line up because I don't really want to talk like a pirate.
I know.
I don't want to.
It's one of those things you put it on a pedestal too much and then finally
it comes around. Yeah. And I don't want it to overshadow the whole 100 thing.
Right. Right.
Yes, let's not worry about it being pirate talk like a
sure.
pirate day.
Let's say 100 is the main thing, matey.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 doubloons? No, 100 episodes, matey. Yeah.
And we're not having my favorite rum.
We're having a pirate's martini. I'm kind of doing an Irish thing.
A pirate's martini.
Yeah, I'll have a pirate's martini. Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm also kind of talking like someone from Lord of the Rings.
I thought you hadn't seen...
I know, but from the movies. It's just on my brain. I know it's out there, and I want to watch it.
You shall not pass.
Yeah, that's good. Gandalf.
That could be...
Gandalf, Hobbiton, the whole group.
One does not simply... You know the meme.
Yeah.
Frodo Baggins.
What is it? Walk into Mordor? Steph? Yes.
We've got a guest.
Yeah, I guess.
We have an off-mic guest.
Wait. We should keep the guest silent until we bring up what the guest is
bring
here
up the
for.
Thing.
Well, let's bring up the thing and then we'll get into booze news.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, great. As promised, folks, today is the day.
Also, hold on a second. I don't want to say keep the guest silent. That's not what I'm all about.
Keep the guest talking.
Silence!
Keep her silenced until we say...
Today is the day we do a little...
Oh, God.
Since I listen to the podcast when I edit it, I hear myself speak a lot. And I say to myself, Jeff,
you say lie too much.
I don't like how much I say the word like as a verbal crutch.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
But see, that would be okay.
I know.
So that's the caveat. You can say like.
The quote unquote valley girl like.
Yes. Yeah. The vocal crutch like. And in order to push myself out of such a bad habit, I ordered a dog collar here. It says Pat Pet.
That looks menacing.
That's not.
Wait, do those two nodes go on your Adam's apple?
Yeah, so it's got two nubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they don't go on your. I was going to put it on my leg.
I wouldn't put that
no,
on
you
your
put it
neck.
On your neck.
Neck?
That's where it goes.
That's where it goes. If you
I didn't come all the way here to podcast.
Maybe the back of the neck. Would be
hey, did we cool. mention that we're all in the same room? We're all in the same room.
They know. That's they can good. Tell because of the crackling chemistry.
Yeah.
So
I needed an impartial zapper. Somebody who actually doesn't want to hurt me, right, Steph?
She looks like she wants to hurt you.
We can pick it up.
Yeah, of course.
So,
but wait, neck. It's gotta go on the neck. It's what it's made to do.
Put it on your neck, your back, your pussy, and your crack. Yeah. Jeff is zapping himself.
Here's the remote.
That thing is like, hold on a second. That's even to put on dogs feels like a lot.
But it's for any size dog, even a small dog.
That would weigh down a Chihuahua's head.
Yeah, that's true.
Huge. It's about the size of a half a hockey puck, cut in half.
Yeah. And they, you know, they tell you like, don't just go nuts zapping your dog. You have.
They tell you that.
They do. They say like, you can ramp it up.
Just heard a like.
You got the sound. That can be irritating. That can stop a dog in its tracks.
Oh.
From barking or whatever behavior. You got the vibrate.
Okay.
That's supposed to dissuade. And then you have the.
Yeah.
And you can dial it up or down.
Dial it up to the max, baby. Let him fry.
Max fry on the neck?
You fry this guy.
Steph, that's also cool that you can like. Oh, maybe this one's going to be a beep. Ooh, maybe this is a vibrate.
No. That's fucked up.
we turn Jeff into like a little shaking shell by the end of this.
Okay, I'll see if I can put it on the neck.
Yeah, and put the two nodes right on the Adam's apple.
No, not the fucking Adam's apple.
I'm not like a guy who's like a mean guy, but it just feels like that's what this thing is for. It has the look.
I feel like he's going to get shocked once on the Adam's apple and never speak for the rest of his life.
That's true.
He's a professional podcaster.
I'm worried. I'm worried about what's going to happen here.
All right. Well.
You'll have to talk in drops.
I had fit it to my leg, so now I have to adjust the collar.
Fit it and quit it. Okay, so while Jeff's sizing it up around his neck, we just want to say thank you for listening to all 100 episodes of the Sloppy Boys podcast. We couldn't do it without you, and we need you, and we love you. Yes, pour yourself up a... Hurry up, Jeff. Pour yourself up a... old-fashioned...
Plug the Patreon.
Yes, oh, and listen to the Patreon episodes. You gotta be a member to... be a member. Become a member.
Well, hey, why don't we get into a little... Booze news while I do this. Is that
it's time for our 100th bip booze news. That's not true because we started booze news a few months into the show.
Call it 100.
Let's call it 100. Yeah. Hit it!
Mietis.
See, some people like the Mietis. I like the Weetis.
Yes. Yep.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby.
That is a banger of a song. Where'd that come up? Maybe at a karaoke or a wedding or something. It is go to, everyone loves.
I've got two tickets to
a certain party rock band.
Yeah.
Who drinks a lot and sings about drinks and has a podcast of drinks.
I'm just a
slob
head.
Like you. Ooh. Penis and his Midas. Midas is what part of the dick?
The head.
You told our agent this place holds 30,000 people.
It does. We had 30,000 here last night. Now play. The audience is getting restless.
We want Chilly Willy. We want Chilly Willy.
All right.
Yeah.
Teenage Slobhead by Zach Mack, a.k.a. the ghost of Craig T. Nelson. Back at it.
Nice.
And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Love it. That was a good one.
Very good.
That was good. I like to hear it.
Yeah. I enjoyed hearing it as well.
I like the sound of it.
I couldn't think of anything to say because, why? Oh, I'm so fucking hot here, and Jeff won't let us turn on the AC.
There's an AC on. It's just in the other room, Mike.
It's in the other room, and there's a fan blowing. Well, the fan's doing something. But it is 102 degrees outside.
Right. This is Jeff,
insane.
Yes?
You have a nice air conditioning unit.
A Danby. It's a Danby?
It's a Danby.
If we turned it on, it would be nice and cool in here. And who'd love that?
Hey! Guess who's back? Who'd love that?
All right. I have the collar fitted. I'm going to do... We can do one.
It looks cool.
It looks really cool.
You look like a guy.
You look like Liv Rod.
Look, I'm going to do it. We'll test it out.
Where is the node? Where are the nodes? Okay.
Kind of on the back. That's fair. It looks correct that way as well.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it looks good.
Well, because I'm picturing
on our podcast.
Dog, but like a dog is walking and the thing is on the back of his neck. That seems like
sure. Well, I'm gonna be taking sips and I don't want the electricity to disrupt any martini going down my throat.
Also, what if you get liquid on the thing and you shock your whole body?
I think they make it. Dogs are. This is for probably a water dog, a lab, golden.
See, normally this would be like a blowout activity where I would be a little more tipsy for first shocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephanie.
Are you going to just do it first?
So is it just. Okay.
It's the button that looks like a lightning bolt. All
right, ready?
So, like, I went to the fucking. It's still nothing. Oh, fuck!
Whoa!
That scared me. Okay. I didn't like that.
Because it was very sudden. Your body shot to the side.
You know what the worst part was?
Your body shot away from where the nodes are.
Interesting. Now, we don't usually.
It's almost like you didn't like the shock.
We don't usually do a lot of nervous system science speculation on the show, but I would say
that was good.
The natural reaction to that is to move away from the shock. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting
very stuff. Interesting.
Humans want to be non-shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they want to be in a comfortable setting.
Well,
I like this room.
I will say the neck is working okay. I'm not going to move it. But Steph, you got to be a little quicker on the draw because the time between when I knew it was
like,
coming and when it showed up was the worst.
Steph, was it right away? Like when you hit it, it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I hit it once and nothing happened.
Oh, because
so
the thing
I was like, okay, I'm going to press it really.
It's like a Jeopardy buzzer. You know, you have to.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It wasn't lit up when I sent it to you. So, like.
You also had it out of six.
Yes.
Are we keeping it?
Yes, we are, Steph.
Whoa.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, let's hear the buzz.
Oh, that was the vibrate. Even that scared me.
You hopped just as much.
And then the top note.
Yeah. Okay.
See, that wouldn't stop me from saying it, though.
Those are chill, but when you hit the button to zap him, I saw you were kind of really gritting your teeth.
Yeah.
Too.
Fry this fucker.
Let's fry this fucker. Let's fry this fucker.
She's like the bad dude in the Green Mile.
She said, hey, boys, let's fry this fucker. We said, Steph, you're not on a mic.
Okay. So what's the actual booze news?
Okay. Ooh. Well, this is nice for the 100th episode. Ooh, for the listener, let's say you're a listener of this show. You listen to the show, you hate it. You don't know much about cocktails. You're like us, you know. You're not a master of cocktails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new website.
Oh shit!
That just relaunched called Bar Smarts, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which is online bartender training program. But guess who's affiliated with it?
Jack Schrammer.
Celebrity Jack Schrammer has hooked us up. Listen to this.
Us?
100 slobheads can go to Bar Smarts and put in promo code Sloppy Smarts, and it's free.
Hmm.
Normally you'd pay $30, but to celebrate our 100th episode, 100 slobheads are going to get free bar.
So how does that work, the first 100 to get there?
Yeah, actually, he said if it goes over 100, he'll just give us more. But I thought it was kind of a fun kind of a thing. But it's great. It's just like online. You learn the fundamentals, all the stuff.
Was that when we first met him and did our little...
That was through Gush. This is a very similar kind of a thing.
It's very fun, folks. It was like...
he knows his stuff.
Yeah,
Schrammer.
I'm assuming this is on Zoom as
well. And he wouldn't put his name on something that was subpar.
No.
No, no. He puts his name on Solid Wiggles, and that is above par.
And us, frankly.
It was like...
But anyway, you want to be subpar. That's interesting.
It was...
In golf.
You're watching a professional teach you something. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yes. I said this before, but I like to... If somebody who's like good at something is talking about a craft, it's fun.
You know, that's another way to save the cat in a movie. If you don't... In like... when you meet a character, if you don't want to flat out have them like steal from the rich and give to the poor or do something really nice... You can just show a character doing something they're very skilled at.
Really?
And it makes an audience be like, I like
interesting.
Damn.
Interesting. Yeah. Like Chef.
I had,
yeah.
That was a fair one, Steph.
Wow.
Damn. She's...
Yeah, that is fair. Like
you're quick. That's good.
Damn. Okay.
Ooh. Shit.
So Jeff, you have to know
the good one. Now you gotta get
as
shocked,
in the
Steph.
Example of Chef.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you want the word like just entirely out of your vocabulary?
No, it's you. He did.
If I say the way you would say you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's just like a placeholder for getting the rest of your Like, I just did it.
Correctly.
No, I said as like a... Wait, yeah, would that be...
It's like a placeholder.
Oh, well, it's like a placeholder.
You could say it's a placeholder.
You can say it's like a placeholder.
You can't buzz them! Buzz that
it
bitch!
It would be like if I was to say, the drink we're doing today, it's like... No, that's
perfect.
You would get zapped. I'd never be zapped.
You would be zapped.
I think it's like... I can finish the sentence however I want. I think, is what we're talking about.
When basically, you go, like, yeah, yeah.
Like.
Stop it.
It's fun, Jeff.
Let's get into Jeff.
You're
Jeff's
scaring
head.
Me.
Okay, let's wrap it up. I just wanted to say, with bar smarts, guys, typically on podcasts, people are saying, hey, promo code sloppy smarts.
Yeah, what's the promo code?
It's all caps, sloppy smarts. And you're thinking... I don't know if caps matters. He texted it to me in caps, but lots of promo codes on podcasts are 10% off, 15% off. No, this is booze news because it's fucking free. It's a treat. Yeah. Okay? Free.
It's a treat.
And
treat
with
yourself.
That, wrap up booze news.
That's it for booze news.
Blades of Steel.
That's good.
Blades of Steel, Nintendo.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you'd like that more, Tim. You're a hockey guy.
It's too hot.
I was just thinking about the
yeah.
The usage of the word like.
Mm.
I don't want to talk booze today. I want to talk
grammar.
Yeah, grammar.
Blades Syntax. Of like steel.
Gramcast.
Gramcast. Well,
we need to get Jeff just like talking about
that's
something.
That's what I want to.
I'm kicking back this episode. Yeah, yeah. You're not getting shit out of me.
I feel myself being timid too. Because I'm not even wearing the collar, but I'm sort of thinking that I don't want to say like.
Well, I don't notice his like, so when he gets shocked, he's sitting right next to me, jumps, and I'm jumping.
See, here's the thing. With the martini, which we'll talk about in a moment, you guys should have the classic looks good martini glass. I want to have like a sippy cup or something.
Yes, that was on.
Wow, I'm not even noticing these.
So,
way to go, Steph.
No, Jeff.
Let me finish my
thoughts. No, let me finish your thoughts. That was not the rules. Jeff, when you get shocked,
he's wheezing.
To the outside observer, you get shocked into the air. So, but is there enough of a surge that you're lifting off your chair, or is it that's your body reacting to not liking it?
I'll tell you when I know.
Let me ask you this, Jeff.
Yes.
Is the shock...
I don't like this.
Does the shock... Is it actually as hard... Like, how do I want to say this?
It's surprising as well as... It's not painful, but it is...
It's more like you're jumping as like, whoa, rather than ouch.
It's like, a little bit of an ouch.
Yeah, a little ouch.
Well, that's because it's on 6. Wait till it's on 10, baby.
If you could, you could do 7.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you?
Let's have a
Jeff.
Little barbecue Dutton.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love the idea that
a little Dutton flambé.
It's so unregulated that your neck has grill marks on it. Like, that's not what you do to dogs.
If you get to 9, there's an exclamation point.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's a warning sign that comes up.
Where are you at now?
7. We'll do 7. That's fine.
Okay, let's go to 7, but here's the thing.
These go to 11.
I think you could
These
ramp
are how
up.
Many likes you get. Your next like, we go to 8. Your next like, we go to 9.
Yeah.
Like so if you could make it through the episode and you only ever felt a 6, that's great. That means
sure.
You learned.
Yeah, okay. Well, starting now, I think we can boost it up to 7. And then we'll see if I gotta even get a 7.
I don't get this. I don't get why you want to do this.
It's to train me, Mike. It's to make me a better podcaster.
Yeah, but this would have to be, we keep it on you for weeks and weeks.
No, I think 1 will do it.
Okay.
I already feel like a better speaker.
Oh!
That was a correct usage.
That was on the line.
Yeah, he feels like a better, yeah.
That one was correct, so you received the shock, but we won't go up to 8 yet.
So if it's a bad shock, do you go down?
Yeah, what's Steph's penalty for
no
bad
penalty.
Zaps?
Look, Steph is volunteering, helping the show. She can zap all she wants.
She walked here on a 100-degree day.
God damn it. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, maybe...
I don't think that was on the line, though, right?
What was
he saying?
I said, I'm going to say it. I feel like a better podcaster.
That's correct usage.
That's good. Yeah, that's...
In my head, I'm thinking, like, comma.
Yeah, if you imagine the comma, that's a zapper right
Here's
there.
Here's what we say. If the sentence works without the word, it means that the word shouldn't have
been
there.
I wouldn't say, I feel a better podcaster.
No, because that would be like sexual...
And probably...
I feel as if I was a better podcaster.
I feel as though I was a better podcaster. Okay. All right, let's talk about the martini.
Ooh.
A drink that I very much like.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
Yes, I like Good love control. That drink.
Yeah, I like... I like live for, it's like giving me life.
Like, okay? Martinis are like... So, like, good.
I had one at the, like, mall.
Man, it's so... I know you're joking, Mike, and that's very funny, but I feel like when I hear you guys say it, it makes me super anxious, because I feel like I'm going to start saying, yeah, yeah, fuck!
Okay, that was a 7. How did it feel?
Not great.
Not great.
All right, can we talk about the drink, please?
We can. And
we can, and we will.
Are you enjoying your time here, Jeff?
Yeah.
Steph is wild-eyed, having a blast bashing that button. Okay, the martini. You ready for this?
The classic.
Dorothy Parker once said, I like to have a... She's a writer.
I thought you said Dorky Parker.
Yeah, Dorky Parker, writer.
Who's Dorky Parker?
Dorky Parker once said, I like to have a martini, 2 at the very most. After 3, I'm under the table. After 4, I'm under the host. It's a stiff drink, folks. That's right. Today we're talking about the big boy, the Mondo Mama, the martini. The International Bartenders Association calls this the dry martini.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You've had?
Yes, I've had. This is like dry martini, I feel, is like the classic of classic
martinis. It's a martini.
Yeah.
Like, I would think we should just call our episode martini.
Right. Oh, he's going to ask you.
It's just to say we're not talking about an espresso martini or a lychee martini. Yeah. Or... Mm-hmm.
We've had.
Had up and down the block.
You had like on Little Dom's anniversary.
Yeah, it was like their 8th birthday.
No!
That's proper. That's respect, proper. Respect.
Damn, Steph, you're good. Are you listening to also hearing the content of what he's saying, or are you just scanning for likes?
Now I am. That's the hard part.
Yeah, you have to listen to both.
Like, I was listening to what you were saying, and you started a sentence with
like. And you wanted to zap him.
Like, I
would say,
okay, but maybe not.
But it probably never needs to be at the beginning of a sentence.
Probably not, but it's those ones that I'm like, I panic in the moment.
Those are zappers.
I predict,
can zap Jeff if I say it too.
I predict Jeff's going to get a zap on one of us saying like, you're just going to be listening for it.
Now we forgot we were going to do the simile episode where I can't say as.
As.
Like, as.
Well, hold on. So the Little Dom story, you were there. It was you, me, and Carl Feiler.
Yeah, that
it
was great.
It was their 6th birthday or 8th birthday?
I think it was their 8th, but they were doing this every year.
8-cent martinis was their thing.
Yeah.
And you could either do... Telling a story is so daunting because there's so much speaking to do. either with a twist or with olives. And the line was down the block.
Yeah.
And so we...
It was packed in there, too.
We waited to get in there. We waited to get in there.
Wisely.
And we set off... When we got up to the bar, we said, how many can we get? And they were like, I don't know, 10?
Oh, fuck. You can do it, Steph.
You can do it.
We said,
I deserve it.
How many can we get? And they said, I don't know, 10. So we got 10 and just passed them back down the line.
Yeah,
and then the next person who came up got 10 and passed them back down the line.
Yeah.
So we set off something like, hey, that was legit. We set off something similar to a...
similar to
a...
What if that's your new vocal thing?
This is just going
to... We set off something similar to a good karma bomb, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And everybody in the bar is now freely exchanging these like super cheap... Like, why just wait and... Ow!
Yes.
It's when you start talking fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, pick up the pace here. Let's go.
We haven't even had any drinks. This is going to suck. So.
And Carl just like, he was like, he gave him a $10 bill, I think.
Right. And then, you know, we're still giving him good tips and stuff.
Yeah, because to actually be like, here's 8 cents.
And we had a great time. This is midday.
Mm.
And then we went across to, then it was Mexico City. And we heard that not long after we left, a fight broke out and they stopped doing the martini birthday.
I think the next year they didn't do it anymore.
I think it's because it was an unforeseen consequence of us getting everybody very drunk and very good-willed.
Yeah. So good-willed they want to fight everybody.
Yeah.
Little Tom's, that's a nice... And that's a cool like venue, too. The bar there is so It's all like wood paneled and stuff. It's great.
But when they're doing that, they were pouring them like out of a jug or what?
Yeah, it seemed ready to go.
Because that's the whole point of a martini is the crisp.
I can tell you're trying to just get me to talk.
Well, it is a podcast and I'm a co-host. Now, Jeff, I wanted to ask you.
I think that's interesting. Something could you elaborate?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we all drink them. We all love them. They're great.
Yep.
But this is a special drink. We saved it for the 100th.
Yeah. We've been sitting
the hundo.
The hundo.
The big hundo.
Here is the history. Okay. We're going all the way back. Because you think of this. I mean, literally, there's a fucking emoji of the dry martini. So when you think of cocktail, you're thinking of this thing. It goes back to the late 1800s.
There's a fucking emoji.
About the name, you know, a few different theories. Some people think it came from Martinez, California, because at the nearby Occidental Hotel in San Francisco, they had a gin Manhattan that all the Gold Rush dudes drank. And that was in Jerry Thomas's book. And it's
like
called
the 1840s era.
Yes. Yeah. 1849 is when the Gold Rush started. 49.
That's what made me think 1840s.
There you go. Zeroing in on it. They should call the San Francisco 49ers the 40-somethings.
Between the 40s and 49ers.
But that's like a different drink. And a lot of these early martinis are very different. There's also, there's like a bartender in New York with the last name Martini. There's some stuff going on in Paris that could be tied in. But this, the one that I believe is the brand of vermouth, Martini and Rossi. Jeff is just staring dead at looking off, thinking fearing his next zap.
I'm really excited about this vermouth brand.
Well, Martini and Rossi was a previously existing vermouth.
Shit.
So it's probably that. Hmm. That's like an Italian brand. But all of these early ingredients had all kinds of different, martinis had different ingredients. We start to get this dry martini in New York, like turn of the century, early 1900s. We're talking the Knickerbocker Hotel in Manhattan. The original location's not there anymore, but it was in Midtown. And you know, actually, there was a painting at the bar there that's now at the St. Regis, the King Cole painting. I went and looked at it, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a cool bar. I've been there.
The King Cole room at the St. Regis?
I got to the King Cole bar area, and it was, like, packed. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're not taking more people, but you just sit out, like, the lobby area, which is also very nice. I guess what? I peeked in.
Michael!
No peeks.
Hey, don't shock me for that.
I went to that bar because it's referenced in like an F. Scott Fitzgerald story mentions that painting about getting drunk and looking at it. Yeah. So I went into that bar and looked at it, and I had the best New York experience ever where I was having a martini, and next to me, two big boy Midwestern businessmen out with Russian sex workers all dressed up like, you know, like, whoa, we're in New York.
Yeah.
And we're, like, the client brought us out for drinks. And I was like, wow, this is New York.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, that's what we're up to all the time over there.
Knickerbocker Hotel, then this thing, it gets more popular in the 30s. It gets a little bit, it gets fancier because, you know, it's seen in The Thin Man. Nick and Nora are drinking it.
Yeah.
Great.
Neil Campbell told us this on Campbell's Corrections, and that movie made it, they were having those teeny little versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny coupes.
People start popping olives in there because this, you know, the salt works well with the gin.
They heard about the vegetable trend in liquor.
It was coming in 100 years. Yeah. And the big thing to know with the teenies through the years is that the vermouth has been constantly going down. Like early on, it was like a lot of vermouth. Good. Then less. These days, bartenders love vermouth. They want you to have a lot of vermouth. And us customers push back.
They do. Because it's cheap?
No, bartenders just like it because it's velvety. You know, they like to stir and they want it to you to have a velvety experience.
They're just saying that because velvet begins with a V and so does vermouth.
That's
what they all love.
That's what they're doing.
There's those jokes, though. You know, it's like, oh, I want my martini Churchill style where you bow at it or like you take the cap off or wink.
Hey, just wink at the. Oh,
yep. Do we go to an 8 now?
No. this hurts.
Well, the pressure pour, the shocker is like switch sides.
Yeah, I had to divvy out the zaps a little bit.
There's a joke one where it's like you hold the vermouth bottle up to the light and have the light refract through it into your martini.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody likes vermouth.
Wink at the vermouth on the way out the door.
On the way out of the door.
I worked at a steakhouse once where a guy. he would always, what?
Was it called Pontillo's? Portillo's?
No, no. It was called, it is called.
You worked
the,
at a steakhouse?
I was a busboy, and I'm forgetting the name of the place. But it was, a guy would come in and he'd be like, just for his steak, like so rare. He's like, just walk it by the flame.
Right.
Well, it's, like it's kind of cute, but no, we're not going to do that because we don't want a lawsuit, sir.
Martini is a good steakhouse drink because it doesn't fuck around. You're having a big meal, big fatty meal, and then cuts right through it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Okay, FDR loved martinis. He was seen drinking them all the time. And he, some people credit him with dripping the olive juice right in there.
Hey.
Drinking a martini. Also, during World War II, FDR goes out to Russia to talk to Stalin. Stalin turns him on to the vodka martini.
Hey,
vodka being their big thing.
That was my first, was vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So was mine. Mine was gin. I was first with
Yeah,
gin.
You turned me on to the gin.
Yeah.
Vodka gets more and more popular than gin during the course of the the second half of the 1900s. James Bond's drinking vodka martinis. People start ordering vodka martinis. These days, vodka has fully eclipsed gin as the more popular spirit.
So it's funny. We know Bond likes vodka, but what about Moneypenny?
Oh, God.
What? What about Q?
Okay, no. Yeah.
What about Jaws?
Q and I.
Jaws.
I love Jaws. I like Odd Job, though, the best.
Sure. Random task.
That's we kind that of, is funny. That's exactly the jokes we did on Comedy Bang Bang all the time was random task.
Wait, now here's a question. Did Austin Powers, they never did like his drink. Like he didn't do a...
His mojo.
Yeah, he drank his own
mojo. He drank his own
mojo. Ew!
Nasty.
Mojo was just material, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's been just material.
Gross.
We know this thing about James Bond, right? That it's like, it's an upper class move to have it stirred. And it's more middle class to have it shaken. So
right.
He was being a tough guy by having it shaken.
Yes. Hmm.
I don't know why. Why what, did we find out what that, like, why it would be shaken would be more? Because it's quicker, I think.
Well, fancy bartenders want you to have a velvety drink and they don't want you to bruise the gin and add too much air to it. But the sloppy boys like those little icy chips and we like that cloudy
you
shake.
You stir
and
my
cold.
Drink, I'm going to bruise you.
It's just more fun to shake.
Yeah.
And you get a bunch of ice in there. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice. My first martini was at Musso and Frank like 10 years ago. They got the little sidecar on ice so
that's
it stays cold. It was, I loved it. But when you have your first martini, everyone remarks that, well, damn, this is strong. This is like straight booze. You don't kind of know that that's what's going on.
When you watch Mad Men and they do like a two martini lunch, you're like, what the fuck? Or three or whatever.
Yeah.
There's that one where they like go out and have oysters and
puke.
Oh, I love that shit.
But they have like a bunch of martinis. That's impossible
it
to do.
It does seem like the three martini lunch was based on a Nick and Nora glass. So you're having like three
one, right?
shots rather than like eight shots.
That would be
I was just watching the Zooby Zoo episode where, if you don't know, there's a party at Don Draper's house and a woman sings Zooby Zooby Zoo. And everyone's got the small little glasses and they look like somebody like clinks on the glass and they look like they're thick glass too.
Yeah.
They're just like, you know, they made glassware a lot more.
Back when glass could last.
Yeah.
I brought us some small thick ones for today, but I should have put them in the freezer to get them cold.
Damn.
We could do that move. The bartenders do. We put a little ice on it.
Yes. Yes.
And then throw out the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out the
cubes
window.
Discarded.
Discarded cubes.
Bye.
You guys make these, cause I love them. This is the drink I make the most at home by a mile.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo.
I make these multiple times a week. I got blue cheese olives in my fridge.
Ooh, that's nice.
I order them when I'm out. The one at the Tower Bar in Hollywood is great. The one at the Arroyo Chop House is great. I like the blue cheese olives a lot.
Sure.
I got a lot to say about it. Maybe we should, let's let you finish up and then we'll get to it. I want to.
Okay, here's the IBA recipe. 2 ounces of gin.
Great.
60 milliliters.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
10 milliliters of dry vermouth. I like that. 6 to 1. That's good ratio.
And I'm going
to
do it like I usually get mine, just a vermouth rinse.
Yeah, I do a little dribble. I think we should do the IBA.
Yeah, I think
letter of the law first.
Yeah.
Here is the method. Pour all ingredients into a mixing glass with ice cubes.
Aww.
Stir well. Strain into a chilled martini cocktail glass.
What would Moneypenny say?
For the garnish, squeeze oil from lemon peel onto the drink or garnish with green olives, if requested. My olives are cold. That's good, because you don't like putting a big, fat, hot olive in there.
I have some olives. They are expiring right now.
You can hear them.
This month.
No.
I've had them for years, but they are martini olives. So I don't know if that means there is vermouth in the jar. We'll find out.
Weird.
Wow.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Chug them.
What do you say we take a little break? And when we come back...
we'll, like, drink a martini, dude.
When we come back, it's our 100th segment 2.
My gosh, 100 episodes. Well, that's something.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, see you in a minute.
Bzzz.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With dry martinis. Let's see them.
Oh, welcome back to the Zap Hour.
Let's take some first sips.
These already look like they got warm between the kitchen and here.
No.
Mine's pretty chilly.
Okay.
Oh,
Icy hot.
That's good.
I like the ratio. I'm getting Tanqueray and I'm not getting too much weird.
Yeah. Tim, you did a nice stir up there. We didn't shake, as you know.
Mm. I mean, I prefer the shake. I miss having those little Japanese ice chips on top.
Mm-hmm. I usually get mine dirty and not like some people like filthy, but like not too dirty.
The extra dirty martini is having a moment right now. People are going nuts with
them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want it filthy.
I wonder if someone's going to contact me for an article they're writing to comment. What'll I say? I'll say, listen to the Sloppy Boys 100th episode.
Because I don't want to get bzz, bzz, while holding this very tippy drink to begin with, I took the picture with the nice glass. Now I'm going to dump it in.
Oh,
water.
That's terrible.
But that plastic sippy cup is warm. It's going
to
at
least give
that
yourself a glass.
That's liable to spill, Mike. This has a lid.
It's going to be gross. It's going to that thing's going to make it warm.
I'll tell you what it is.
So I love these martini glasses, the triangle shape, the Nick and Nora look. Even the bigger ones are fine. But if I order a martini, they like bring it out and it's in like a wine cup or something. I'm like, this sucks. You fucked it up.
You want that triangle, the strength of the triangle.
I also don't like the coupe glass. You're
just drinking out of a Starbucks with a big green straw.
That's how they give you. They give you in an airport. They give you in a plastic cup.
But now I can speak freely. It's, drink freely.
Sucking it up that big green straw is so funny. It's like because the whole thing will fit in that straw.
Yum 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 yum. It's actually better out of plastic.
Wow, everyone should be thinking of that. Here's the thing now, Jeff, you have said you don't like the cocktail glass because of the tippiness.
Yep.
And here's what I'll say to you. Mm-hmm. You're talking about like, I'm walking around. People are bumping into me.
Tim, I'm all ears. What do you have to say about it?
I think that you're not wrong. It's Thank a bad,
you.
But
hey,
I
say no more. Mike, anything you'd like to add?
I do have a lot to add, but I want to hear.
What to add? no, it's correct usage. Steph was correct. Steph should be sitting up on a big tennis chair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
She should have binoculars trained on my lips.
You don't order a martini and then walk around with it and get bumped. I think the thing about a martini, there's this really good martini. There's like a half hour martini documentary on Amazon.
Half hour?
That's called like The Martini. And I paid $2 to rent it and watch it. But one of the guys, like Dale DeGroff or one of those old school dudes, makes the point that it's like, it's a drink that's an experience where you're saying like, I'm going to sit at a bar. I have my little arms folded in front of me and I'm looking at my little drink and I'm like, I'm going to take 15 minutes with this martini. It's not a walk around drink, you know?
Mm.
Oh, DeGroff says it should be 11 icy sips.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you picture yourself having a quiet moment at a bar and you're dressed nice and you're taking your 11 icy sips. But you're not walking around, hey, I'm Jeff, I'm talking to everybody. Yeah. Oh, yeah, did you know I'm a director? No, it's not that kind of drink, right?
Did you know?
Damn, roasted.
Have a few martinis, then work the room.
Right between the eyes, me talking about the director.
I do dolly shots.
Unless you're at Don Draper's birthday party, walking around and talking to people, talking to... Who are some of the characters?
Or you're Vince Vaughn on the cover of on the Swingers poster, huh?
Or Leo from the meme.
True.
Leo from the meme.
This is so weird to drink in during the day. Isn't
it? It's a strange daytime drink. This is not like you sit by the pool with this, I don't think.
No, it's 11 icy sips.
I was at Shutters in Santa Monica. I saw a guy by the pool, black t-shirt, black jeans, drinking a martini in the hot sun. Hey. And I said, I don't like this guy. I don't trust him.
No. What I was going to say about the tippy glass is I do like when I'm walking around with one and you have to kind of like wing
you get around those corners.
You have to like gyroscope the
I lean my whole body back
and forth. And it's as you're like having your second one, you're feeling a little buzzed and loose and you almost can do it better. And sure, it's splashing around a little bit.
But sometimes those drops go up and they fall right back in the glass.
Yeah. The martini is funny to me, especially in these glasses. It reminds me of a character like Arthur or just like a kind of a funny drunk who's like splashing his martini a little bit and people are like, he's funny though. Like he thinks he's funny.
This is a great movie drunk's drink.
Yes, exactly. It photographs well.
Photographs well.
There's that line in Dumb and Dumber when he's like, yeah, got us a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup. And it's two martinis.
Loudmouth soup.
When they're wearing the blue and orange tuxedos.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Loudmouth soup. God damn it.
Pretty good.
You know what I was thinking of the daytime thing, and that when we took our cocktail making class on Gush with Jack Schramm, he said he was trying to get us to use more vermouth and we were pushing back hard. And he said, I'll tell you this, if you do like the 50-50, because this is 6-1, but he's like, if you do half and half, you can have it as a happy hour drink and it's not weird. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Just because it's more, it's just not, we're like slowly taking a cold shot of gin.
Sucking it down a straw.
Yeah, that's true.
That's weird. Can we talk about olives?
Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
You brought blue cheeses.
You guys declined.
Those are great.
Yeah, I declined. I wanted to go. I had one.
We went for martini olives.
Yeah.
They just they got pimentos. I would call these Spanish olives, right? Let's eat them.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, pretty classic.
Delicious.
Now, I, the,
Yes.
The olives can come in all types of, sometimes they just drop it in there. Sometimes they put it on a stick. Sometimes they give you a five.
Sure. Yeah.
I was at Tam O'Shanter with you guys a little while back, and I got a martini. And the bartender was saying there's like a tradition of one olive is for the Holy Spirit, and okay. three olives is for the Trinity. No, one olive is for good luck or something, and three olives for the Trinity.
What's five?
Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm. But if you get two olives, that's bad luck.
Yes.
Or an even number is bad luck.
Yes, I've heard that. That's that brand, Three Olives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Even number.
Oh.
Hmm.
It's not two olives.
Three olives is an odd number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like totally odd.
Stop. Yeah,
that's like interesting.
Do not bait me in such a way.
When you hear the word you want to say.
I want to say it.
Oh, they're having so much fun saying good. That word.
Ooh, they're so carefree and valley girlish.
Ooh.
But the olive thing, sometimes when, that's always another thing too, when they put a drink down, like I was saying, it's in a like wine glass, like, no, this is dumb. Or it's like, oh, here's a whole stick of six olives. Like, what are you doing?
You don't like that?
I like one kind of plopped in there as sort of the classic look. Three, I like because of the tradition thing.
Sure.
Two, I will simply send it back.
I do like it dirty. And then also, just on the tip of olives, at Birds, you remember Birds?
Sure.
I used to go all the time and just steal olives.
I never had a martini there. Did you ever remember a martini?
I get right in there. All the little garnishes.
Now the olives also go in Bloody Marys. Why only two drinks, huh? Let's get the olives in more drinks, folks.
That's interesting. Now a martini with a onion is a Gibson.
I have those onions too. They're great. Yeah.
Haven't we done that at Dresden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Mad Men, that's what John Slattery orders.
Ooh.
What's his name? Cooper, or is he the Sterling?
Mm. Sterling.
I know Sterling him from Confess Fletch.
That could be a future blowout.
I like all different types of teenies. I like sometimes I used to get at the Chateau Marmont, there'd be like this little lady once a week that came in with a little bar in the lobby.
A teeny lady? A martini lady.
A
teeny martini?
She did those little round Nicanora glasses, and then she had those
like
tiny olives that didn't even have room. They had this little pit in there, but it's a little baby olive, almost like a caper. Hey, caper would be good.
Hey, but a caper. Hey. A couple capers.
I've also I have pickled tomatoes, cherry tomatoes. They're green, unripe. I put those in there.
And didn't you just have a tomato martini recently?
Yes, I did, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you.
Woo. Anything pickled can go in there. Sometimes you take a little clump of sauerkraut.
Yeah. Oh. What about Pickle Rick?
Stop.
Pickle Rick.
Very popular character. Could be my first tattoo.
Now, as we're sipping, this one, most of our drinks, they get melty and better. This one's going the wrong direction. It's getting warm as we drink it.
Yeah. Condensation all on the side of this glass.
I wanted this thing shaken up and cloudy and snowy. That's what I wanted.
That sounds like a good tweak for round two. Shake
really
it up.
Sounds
like a good
tweak. Shake. Yeah, tweet that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have vodka here?
Yes.
I might try a vodka, dirty vodka martini.
Why do you share such conspiratorial smiles?
Because I want Steph to fry you right now. Let him fry.
These are for all the likes of the past.
I'm going to hell, Jeff. Yeah, man, the shaker. You shake the fuck. You shake a shaker until you can't shake anymore. But you know it makes your hand too cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you pour it. It's the best. Come on.
Yep.
What was the thing we were. In one of our 100 episodes. Also, guys, congrats to the 100 episodes.
Hey, come on. Boosh. I'm not going to choose you over my computer. Nice
okay,
try.
Very smart, good.
Very
smart.
Smart with his electronics. Now, I love that.
Yeah, of course. Here's the thing. Mike, I got the Tito's. Do you sub this out for Tito's?
Well, that's why, since I don't have vodka martinis very often, I want to try one.
Right, because you are a gin boy.
Gin boy.
Now, for tweaks, we also could do lemon. I have fresh lemons.
Now, I don't... Have you guys, I really kind of only stick with gin martini classic-ish stuff, but I've never done what you're talking about with the tomato or like one of those like TGI Fridays or Ruby Tuesdays weird martinis. Oh, no, like a fun restaurant. It's like, we got a strawberry martini.
When they have a martini menu, You're like, what are you talking about? Is it just the shape of the glass that people like? You know, if when it's the raspberry martini, the blueberry martini, like those are just different drinks.
And those seem huge with like some color to the glass. You know what I mean?
And those tend to be vodka, right? Like Appletinis. And
Yep. Yes. That was good. She's good.
Just because you like it, that doesn't. That's a false positive.
She's good.
That's a false positive.
Did Steph get a martini?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I said, get drunk. Have more. Have as much.
That's why Steph's getting a little zappy.
I said the L word, as in, for example.
Aw.
I did. Don't.
He's drunk.
Steph fell asleep and her head's resting on the zap button. you think of the original martinis, little Nick and Nora glass, and then you think of the these kind of triangly ones for James Bond. When we get into the 90s, I picture like Sex in the City era hotel lobby martinis, just a big old blah.
The opening is like a
Mike.
What is it? What is it like, Mike? That's proper.
It's like the bell of a trombone. Yeah. But also sometimes the
and
stem,
making more beautiful music.
You know, they tried to introduce interesting things with a stem where it would be like an off kilter, like zigzags.
I've seen like the curly cue, like pigtail one. Now, fuck, that hurt.
I just said like yada dee yada doo. That's a kind of a drunk guy like dancing with himself with a martini. I'll be right back. Yada da, and sashays out of like does a box step out of the room with the martini.
We should have a song that yada dee yada doo. Yeah. And it's like I'm blue dubba dee dubba die.
You know a thing that we used to joke about. Remember, it used to be such a trope to see in a movie two guys getting along who haven't gotten along the whole movie, and then it cuts to them and. After like a night out, and they're singing a song.
I held on that one. Steph was in dreamland.
No, she's got it. But
Steph
there was
is a, passed
there
out.
There was a funny one in what is it? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles has one. But do they sing?
Oh, like, wait. Starting it. So they're
to show that like two guys are getting along. They're drunkenly singing together. Like
show me the way to go home.
Oh yeah.
No,
you just got away with one, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Zap them.
No.
Oh my God!
Do your worst, Steph.
You've used up all the batteries with all your.
Do it! Oh fuck!
Hey, wait a second. It. When you zapped, my computer flickered a little bit.
No,
interesting.
Charge.
Are we still rolling? Maybe that's why it stopped before.
You zapped it off.
No, we're still good over here.
My computer has been flickering, but I didn't notice if it was during all your. Maybe it's when you say like.
You know what we should have done while we made these? Turn the AC on.
That
we did.
What? Oh, we did.
And we turned it back off to roll.
Yeah,
like
now
a
the
proper podcaster.
Back up.
Probapod.
Well, we are heading into segment three pretty soon.
People love segment three. Let's give them what they want.
It's so funny because I can talk about these. There's so much feeling behind this drink. You know, we usually do these drinks and it's like, what does this make you think of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is a martini. So great.
It's so great because it is, don't you think you're like booze, right? Look at it. Cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not fucking around. Boosh. You're drinking a lot of cold gin to the dome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's fancy and it's nice and it's celebratory. It's better than champagne. When you're celebrating.
Champagne's the worst.
Ugh.
It's fun to pop a bottle. It's fun to do the art of sobriety.
That's
sure.
about it.
Sure.
But
we all can agree.
The pageantry of a martini. And again, the stiffness that you could eat fucking a steak the size of your head and then you sip on this guy and it.
And you're fine.
Well, you're not going to have a big fat pina colada with your steak, you know?
No, too sugary. No. Also, it's nice to have a nice big fat blue cheese olive in that martini. It may be a little blue cheese next to the steak, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you dip in your steak in the martini. Oh.
I got a question for you guys.
Oh, great. Nothing too personal.
Steph, you're in on this, too. What, if you're having a martini, what is your choice of liquor? not just vodka or gin, but like brand.
Oh, okay. It's like we've been talking about this for an hour.
This is already.
I don't have anything to say.
I'm probably.
You can zap me. I just said it.
Oh!
Zap!
Ow! Oh!
Are we going to bump this up to 8 or what?
You're a glutton for punishment.
What are we on now? 8.
Yeah!
Yes! Wait, what's the one? What's
well,
the one
that,
with
that
the,
last zap didn't do what, anything.
What's the one with the danger sign?
9. You've become immune to 7.
9 gets a little.
Let's do 9.
Does it go to 10?
Don't.
It goes to 10.
It goes to 16.
Holy shit.
Well, why are we fucking.
And
fucking
9 is
six?
The. 9 yeah. is
by
the.
By the time this episode's over, you guys are going to get zapped.
His eyes water.
No,
yeah, it's, but like if 9 has a warning, 16 is like for a
let's do 9
Steph, for a horse.
Steph, let's do 9. His eyes are watering because he's an emotional guy. That's fine that he's expressing.
Yeah,
that.
He's gone 100 episodes of this thing.
He's so talking to his friends. He loves his friends. He's crying. What?
But this is already so. I can tell I'm yelling and I'm. This is loudmouth soup. I'm like,
me too. Yeah. Well, before we go to segment 2, you guys just have a. I feel like you have a lot of martini to drink.
Yeah, we will.
I do, actually. But no, you didn't answer my question.
And I have a good question after that one.
What liquor do you
Mike's
like?
Mike's is best, though.
I would say
it's such a good question.
Loudmouth
Hendrick's soup. Gin.
Mm, okay, that's what I was.
Steph.
Like
Tito's
vodka. Okay.
Well, gin.
Well, gin.
I like cheap gin, man.
And what was that? A beef eater?
Last night I was at Lily's, formerly mini bar.
Oh,
their well is Beef Eater.
Wow,
delicious. That's great. Beef Eater is my choice. I said,
can I get a Beef Eater martini? And he said, Beef Eaters are well, man. Wow. Tell you what, he also said he was a fan of my work.
There you go.
This is a good bartender.
You should be like, and then make it a couple extras.
Keep them coming all night.
Yeah, Beef Eater, for some reason, I think it's because when I would be on vacation as a kid, my parents would do like a cocktail hour before we'd eat. Mm. And Beef Eater, I think, was the gin of their gin and tonics. Gin and tonic was like the pre-dinner. And a Beef Eater, to me, is the square bottle. It's got a funny name.
Yep. It has the British guy.
Yep.
Was it a Royal Guard on the front?
Not the guy with the big puffy black hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like the other kind of squatter hat, a sort of square hat. I don't know.
It's great. I like normal gin. I like Seagram's and I love Gordon's, and those are cheap.
Mm.
And
Gordon Bombay.
When you get too high on the gin shelf, you lose me for martini. Like, I love Hendrick's and Tanqueray are delicious, but above that, when you get into like botanical juniper hipster gins, they're good in a gin and tonic or something like that, but I wouldn't really want a martini of them.
How about a slow gin martini? That'd be interesting.
Slow. We have a big giant bottle.
We have it. Use it up.
Boy, we can do all types of variants. We can go to segment 5, 6, and 7.
Okay, wait. I had a question.
The forbidden fourth segment.
Jeff, when you edit this podcast, if you're like looking at the project file, does the waveform, do we get louder as the episode goes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Really?
Absolutely. Like if you could visually see that?
Uh-huh. At the end of this, let's squish down our thing right now.
Yeah, the blobs get bigger as you go.
The blobs, we're just yelling.
The blobs get bigger.
That's pretty good.
Well.
Was that your question?
Yep.
That's a pretty good question.
Insightful.
I actually had a couple questions for you guys.
Oh, God. Oh!
We don't even need to rank this because this is a Stone Cold classic everyone's already getting.
No, this is before we...
But we're not even in segment 3.
We don't do the quiz before...
Huh?
I don't think I've ever heard this thing ring out
Oh, Jeff,
this.
You're drunk.
This thing goes.
Super Stager Long?
Super Stager Long.
He's drunk. He's worried about getting zapped. He's got a lot going on.
All right, well, when we come back...
Love it.
We'll be doing a retrospective, a look back quiz.
100?
100.
Oh boy.
But for now, folks.
Second rounds.
Ads.
Boo to ads. Boo to you if you listen to ads and you're not a patron.
Folks.
Head over to the Patreon, get on there.
What are you doing listening to the ads?
Wasting your time, you're wasting your life. You could be mixing up another Juniper Rich Martini. Get out of this segment for Christ's
sake. Please.
I'm just
Steph,
rambling.
Would you just zap the guy?
Put me off with that, Colin. Zap me.
Steph, zap is over to segment 3.
Terrible.
Folks, we'll see you in a minute.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and five types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Back with Hanford style martinis. Mike, what have
Hanford
you cooked up
stylies,
for us?
Rochester stylies.
I went dirty, tiny bit of vermouth. I think I even went too much on the vermouth.
Dribble, little, wait. Tiny bit of
tiny
vermouth.
Bit, but I think I.
But you went too much.
What I would
oh,
do
for
is.
For your tip. This is a Hanford style martini.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's dirty. It's a little bit of vermouth. But because there was three, I was like trying to.
Got it.
I made three.
And this is still Tanqueray.
The still Tanqueray, and I did blue cheese olive, which I usually don't do, but we had them. And
are these shaken?
Shaken.
Yes, yes. Shaken. My hands are killing me.
I already like the look of it better, and I can tell by the hue that it's not too dirty. It's nicely dirty.
Yeah, it's not a bog.
Right.
Frog bog? Oh, Michael.
That's pretty good.
Impeccable.
Michael, you've beaten the IBA.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got that, ooh. You know, it gets a little more diluted with the shake. It's colder, and the dirtiness. Like I said, I don't always order mine dirty, but this is what I do want. I just don't trust people to do it.
Yeah.
Right,
because if you say dirty, some people are like, okay.
Because I don't want to taste olives. I just want the crunch of the salt.
Yeah.
It's just barely there, and you
I don't want to taste olives.
No, because you want to taste your gin, Jeffy.
The tough thing about these blue cheese olives, they taste good. But when they're in the liquid and you look at it, they kind of look like something off of Dr. Pillpopper MD. Mestified.
I'll tell you this. These are cheap. These are like, what's that brand? Manzanito or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that, these are, it's that blue cheese olives. But you go to fucking the place I mentioned before, like Arroyo Chop House or Tower Bar, they're stuffing them like
back
to
there.
Order.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
in the kitchen. I went
oh,
to
cool.
just last, taking fresh wads of blue cheese and cramming it in a nice olive.
I fucking Joffrey's out in Malibu last night.
Hey,
we got blue cheese olives. There were little specks of blue cheese on the outside of the olive, like you could see the little chef's hands. Where we were looking.
Whoa!
Get this in there for Tim. Yeah. He doesn't kick my
ass.
I
gotta try my very best for my boy Tim.
I don't. That's cool, but I don't usually love seeing the chef's fingerprints on the food. I want to think like,
but it's Mike, just, it's high quality blue cheese fingerprints.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And they're all washing their hands, right? You hope. Jeez, that'd be so funny to go into a Michelin star restaurant and go back and everyone's wearing gloves, like those big floppy gloves. You know, that's something I think is funny. It's not funny to everybody.
It's not funny to me.
No. What I'm picturing is funny, but it would be hard to talk about.
Now, when you said a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup,
yeah,
I was thinking, what if there was a boozy soup? You know, like,
Yeah, there's teas.
That seems like what the bull shot should have been, a boozy soup.
A boozy soup. Ooh, that's good. But I'm thinking of like...
or ramen.
On Gabrus's True TV show, they had like beer cheese soup.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if there was beer in there? Or what if it was like a hangover soup that's got a little bit of vodka in it so you cheer up?
The tough thing about that, though, is heating up a liquor kills off all the alcohol.
If you get it all the way up to a boil, right? But if you pour it in after.
Oh, after, a little after.
What if it was like a cabbage, a Polish cabbage soup with a vodka in it?
Yeah.
Sure. I think that would be fine to try out.
Thank you. No, thanks so much.
That would be good. That would be good to test out.
I would like in a ramen where there's a lot going on already. Like there's an egg.
Oh!
Ooh, that felt like a 9.
That's right, right?
It came off the chair.
Oh, that's 9. You're at 9?
That was 9.
Yeah,
sure. That's their first exclamation point.
Will he handle 16 and how will he
handle? I feel
like
the zaps are overshadowing my whole point about the ramen.
Okay.
I did like your point about the ramen. Now, can I say something about ramen for once?
Say it.
I told you guys maybe on this very show that I've been ordering a lot of ramen from Daikokuya. So good.
Okay.
But then I had this idea. You know, Top Ramen.
Mm-hmm.
What's that brand?
Oh, like Marushin?
Marushin Top Ramen. It's like 10 cents, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what if I kicked it up? So I got that shit. I bubbled it up.
Yeah.
Chicken, just like the plain chicken one, right? And I got seaweed snacks. I put them in there. I took some soft boiled eggs.
Whoa.
And put them there. I took some chili oil and put them there.
Mm.
I got it all going. And I said, Tim, you kicked it up. And then I ate it.
It
wasn't good.
It
was bad.
I was just about to say, you just opened a new restaurant.
Yeah.
But now it sucks.
Did you do the thing where you did soft boiled egg? You didn't poach the egg in the noodles.
No, I soft boiled the eggs in the morning, threw them in the fridge, so that by the time
you've mentioned this.
Yeah,
you keep soft boiled eggs on hand.
But now they became medium boiled for the soup at night.
Mm.
They were, you know, what you want, which is like not soft boiled, but when you cut into it in your ramen, the yolk is still like gelatinous kind of.
Yeah.
But it was better than eating your normal ramen. But I thought that it was going to be as good as Daikokuya, the most famous ramen restaurant in America.
Here's the problem with... No, that's a good goal, though.
Yeah.
Here's the problem
with... I'm like Kanye, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with ramen eggs is this. Look, I love to have a brown egg when the shell is brown, but a brown egg where the protein part is brown...
So what?
I don't like that.
So at the ramen place, that's like brown because of sesame oil,
It's soaking in the stuff.
It's soaking in the broth and all the
It's all soaked it up. But I don't like the look of that.
How about this? On this booze show, I don't think we've ever talked about like those bar jars of... There's a scene in the Ladies' Man movie where they're eating pickled eggs.
I've never had and all the other stuff.
Yes, they're delicious.
Really?
And... Philippe's, the French dip place downtown. Phillips. They have
the American
pig knuckles, pickled pig knuckles, and they fished it out of a big jar for me. Ate it. I ate it. It wasn't very good.
Would you do a Rocky Mountain oyster?
I've done it.
Huh?
I did it in Denver.
Did you like it?
You know, it's very deep fried, and then you kind of dip it in horseradish, and yeah, it's delicious.
Oof.
Pig knuckles. Jeff, weren't you, last time I was here, you were showing me your moose knuckle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That was between us, Mike.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes.
You put on your underpants, and you hiked them way up to your armpits, and I said, wow, look at that.
All right.
Don't do that anymore.
Final thoughts.
Oregon classic. Them. I mean, what are we talking
about? You can't get a better drink.
Order for the rest of my life. Drink it tall and dead. I always think, you know, sometimes how we talked about maybe last week about how when you say, you hear 99 and you think Wayne Gretzky, and you say Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
You hear 230 and you say, I got to go to the dentist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those types of things. When I hear gin, there's a little thing. I read this book, Brideshead Revisited, when this old grumpy old general was like, when I was young, I would only have a double portion of gin before bed, but now I'm old and I have he was talking about how like as you get older you have more gin before you go to bed.
It started with a double portion.
Well, maybe I don't know, I forget the portions, but it was basically saying like when you're young and you have your life ahead of you, you don't need you don't need too much. He's probably wrong about this. You don't need too much gin. But as an old, grizzled, depressed army general,
yeah,
he had more gin before bed.
I think that might be specific to him.
I think it's specific to him. But I do think about it every time I drink gin that I'm like, I'm thinking about like how much am I having, because when I'm old, I'll have a lot of it. So we're having a medium amount today. And it was
what
very
was the
good.
Name of that book?
Brideshead Revisited
by cool Evelyn Waugh.
What is it? A fiction, nonfiction?
It's
we should be asking you, Mike. You're such a
I don't believe I heard
you're
this
a litwit.
Title.
And he's British, so you're a Brit litwit, aren't you?
I am, but when was this book written?
This is like his magnum opus. It's a guy that wrote satire. So I read all his books, and then I got to his masterpiece that had just no jokes in it. It's just,
what era?
He wrote this. World War, or maybe like 30s-ish.
My blind spot. Shit. Fuck.
But he,
oh, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's interesting, though, because it's a book about how everything was better in the Victorian era. So it's sort of like how you see, if you're us and you're kind of a geriatric millennial and you look at Gen Z and you're like, this is all wrong.
Yeah, like make it like it was.
It's funny to hear somebody 100 years ago being like, this is fine, but in the old days, things were just...
It's funny thinking of like, what was the period when... That person was like, oh, the Black Plague era was where it was great.
Oh, man. When we were all dying at age 30, that was good.
Well, 30,
you're lucky.
Are you guys done mucking about?
Yeah.
Are you ready for a little?
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
The quiz.
Here's how it's going to go. We've played this quiz before.
You will be visited by the specters of episodes past.
We played this
one. And you have to guess the cocktail based on the episode description.
Oh, this is a good quiz. Damn it. This is a good quiz.
Steph, zap him.
Why?
Congratulate him on a great quiz idea.
On what grounds?
That you did good.
Give him a vibrate at least.
I'm sure I'm going to have to do a lot of talking. So, ooh, a vibrate. That's
you reacted just as much to the vibrate. It's more about
damn, it's scary.
I know, but this is interesting. Well, the pain of the zap is not as bad as the anxiety of the anticipation.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do with your dog. You give him the zap, and then you go, okay, just vibrate from now.
I don't have
a
dog. What are you talking about?
I thought I was your dog.
Okay, you're my boy. This is 13 questions, rapid fire style.
13.
Okay.
Number one.
I'm so bad at remembering these.
No. I should say we did this around episode 50 or 52.
Yeah.
Like the year mark or episode 50. So these would be drinks between then and now.
I'm so bad at remembering these because this is we get drunk during the show and I don't remember anything.
It's going to be hard, but there are some good keywords. You'll pick up on it.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. Mm-hmm. Question number one. The guys make an infamous blue beverage, a variation on the Long Island iced tea.
Hawaii. Oh, adios, motherfucker.
Tim.
Catman is on the board.
That was blue?
Shit, I saw that on a menu very recently. I meant to text you guys.
Oh, yeah, I saw one at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yard House.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Next question. Ooh. The guys try a bourbon champagne cocktail once believed to be the, quote, forgotten house.
Sealback.
Episode 90, Tim.
Do not remember that drink at all. At all.
We didn't like it. That was the hoax drink. The guy lied.
Yes.
Number three. The guys celebrate Mardi Gras with the official cocktail
Hurricane.
Of New Orleans.
Sazerac.
Tim.
Three for Tim. That's a hat trick.
Wayne Gretzky's.
Brideshead Revisited. You drink a lot of gin.
Now ask me this. Who had the most hat tricks in his NHL career?
Who had the most hat tricks?
I think Wayne Gretzky could have been Howe or Lemieux.
It could have been Brett Hull. We don't know.
The file letter, we don't know.
The answer is we don't know.
Hard to know.
Number four. The guys mix up an aromatic long drink from the Argentinian college town of
Fernandito.
Tim.
I got two things fighting against me. Three things. I get too drunk in these episodes, can't remember because it wipes my memory. Two.
Did you say white boy memory?
Wipes my memory. I got a case of white boy memory. Two. I'm drunk now, so I can't recall anything.
Why are we so drunk off these fuckers, man?
I didn't have any breakfast. I didn't eat anything.
You know fourth shot of gin.
You know what I had to eat today?
Yeah.
M-Drive.
Tim.
That's it.
Okay, and the third reason I can't even remember because what are we talking about?
Yeah, Jeff. Steph, would you zap him? Jesus Christ.
Number five. Batter up. The guys heat up a hot holiday throwback. Perfect for caroling and roasting chestnuts and stuff.
Wasselfuss.
Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Wasselfuss. Wassail.
Wasselfuss.
Or wassail. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
Number six. The guys test a hangover drink so strong, it may even bring the dead back to life.
Corpse Reviver.
Corpse Reviver number two.
You know, just out of pity, I'm going to give it to Hanford.
He's got pity. Guys, yeah, I'm having a good time.
Here's the thing. We're in Jeff's living room, and I just saw he's got push-up bars, like the kind
of
rotating.
Look, careful. The dust is flying off of them.
You'll get it in your drink.
You're getting it in your drink.
It lifted the dust. They've been so infrequently used.
You haven't even lived here long enough for that much dust. These were dusty.
These were moved here dusty.
You packed them up dusty and moved them in.
Next question. The guys get their hands on some raw sugarcane juice for a classic that predates tiki culture.
Oh, shit. This was that kind of
Planters
weird...
Punch.
Yep. Catchy-ass song.
Not what I was thinking of.
You know it's got juice cane planned. Which Jeff nominated a song of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you wouldn't know that until you fly on over to the Patreon blowout. So,
guys, for $5 a month, you can hear the Sloppy Boys do a whole other episode every week.
You like us kind of like drunk and goofy right now? Well, we always record the blowouts after this.
How about that?
So they're worse.
Next question. The guys make a drink created by the legendary James Bond, one of the silver screen's foremost alcoholics.
Vesper.
Yes, Michael Vesper.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
That's an interesting factoid that it like came from there. It wasn't featured in it.
Cool. Yeah.
But like Ian Fleming like introduced
it. Yeah. And his character.
No.
Like
Vesper,
you know,
that's the girl in the book is Vesper.
Right. But it's James Bond made it. Ian Fleming made James Bond make it.
Yeah. It's Ian like Fleming asked his friend who was a bartender, "Can you help me come up with a drink for my book, Casino Royale?" Yeah.
It would be like
if
we these days were drinking like
days.
Fast Five Old Fashioned.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I really took a lot of swings to get that.
Yeah. It would be like if we were having a Hobbs and Shaw martini. Mm-hmm.
Give me the show. Next question. The guys settle in with a trusty classic from the dawn of the cocktail.
What? Old Fashioned.
Tim.
Wow. I just said it. That should have counted.
Yeah, that really should have counted.
You got too many fucking
Steph, will you zap him, please?
You got too many electrodes firing off in your brain, right? You don't know what's going on.
Not my best episode description. Okay, next question.
His whole brain is electricity right now. He can't even think.
I do feel like tweak. I do feel like I'm on edge. Just sort of vibrating.
Me too, though.
Next question. In this great episode, the guys mix scotch and scotch-based liqueur.
Mm. Ooh, this is a good one, too. This
Rusty Nail.
Yeah, Tim, damn.
Dramboo.
That was a big Gale episode.
Really good.
Because we said Rusty Gale, more like Rusty Gale.
Boy, Gale, you'd think she would have been a household name by now, but really you gotta listen to the Sloppy Boys pod to hear about Gale.
She really overtook the pod for a little while.
Yeah. We hated it, but...
No, I liked it.
My computer flickered again and it was not Zap related. So.
Okay. Flickering, I didn't like that.
Next question.
Genius Bond. I mean, Flickr is one of my favorite photography websites. You know, websites. Okay.
I know you're a regular at the hotel bar. We got to take you down to the Genius Bar.
Thank you, Jeff. Next one.
This guy's always in the hotels.
The guys make the sexiest cocktail in the whole damn IBA.
Sex on the Beach.
No. Nope.
Oh. Between the Sheets.
Yes.
The 69.
Harry McElone.
The 69. Yeah. That was episode 69, though. Very good, Mike.
Nice.
I'll give you a side point for that. How about that?
1.5 points for me. That's two points.
2.5 points, Mike. Tim's got 9. Here we go.
Any, is this the last question?
No, there's two more.
Okay. Any boosts?
Protein boost.
I'll keep an eye out for a boost.
Are there any like red shells where I can knock Tim's points out and I collect them in my
There isn't go-kart? A red shell, but there is like a one of those lightning. Oh fuck.
You got lightning. Wait, now she's doing just when you say lightning.
That's funny because I was saying You did get one of those.
Slow down.
You did get one of those lightning bolts.
Oh, so that's everyone's coin.
So now, like, Tim is like small.
Oh, so I can squish him.
You can squish him.
Okay.
Can you? So if you get this next question,
He's squished for good.
You just win. But this is, so, Mike.
Am I the only one to answer this, Tim?
Is this only directed to Mike?
No, you can both answer, but Mike has the unique opportunity to squish Tim.
I choose.
So strange, because the score is 9-2.5.
Yeah.
But Tim, you're really like small now. Squished. You're
small.
Yeah. You've become small.
I got shrunk.
So you're vulnerable, Tim.
I'm going to this doesn't show up a lot in Mario Kart.
It's very rare. It's actually never even showed up in a quiz before.
No, what I'm going to use is the duct tape. So I throw a duct tape and it slaps Tim's mouth shut.
Mo!
So now I can only answer this question.
That's weird.
Just for this question. It's weird.
It's kind of kinky, though.
I don't know if...
Watch yourself.
You know, I think actually, unfortunately, my character in the race got a razor blade and cut...
Tim's
mouth open.
That means that the question is too easy to only be directed at you.
There went Toad, the 32-year-old.
So those are all of our turns and all the items we can get on this round. So
have fun in your shack year, Toad.
Okay, I'm lost. What's the question?
Okay, here's the question. And again, you can both answer, but if Mike gets it, he just wins, Tim.
But there's one question after this.
Yeah, I know. It's
but that's the thing
about
this.
Are we still going to hear that other one, or will it just be gone?
Maybe you answer that one.
If you get it, the game keeps going. If he gets it, the game is over.
Okay.
Here we go.
What if Steph knows it?
Then we go to Rainbow Road.
That's not bad.
Here we go. The guys increase their virility with a gin drink created in 1920s Paris.
Monkey gland.
Tim.
Oh, yes. He's right. I remember that. Because I remember introducing that one. I introduced
Mike,
that.
It takes a good man.
That checks out.
You read the history of it and you
I'm sort of
fact-checking
in my brain. Yeah, Tim's got it.
And with that, Tim returns to full size. Actually, a little bigger.
Big Tim.
He's had too many of those blue cheese olives.
A little too much M-Drag for Timmy.
All right, final question. This is just for ceremonious at this point, but... The guys mix red wine and Coke for a festive...
Kelly Mocho.
Yes.
Time out.
Time out?
Time out.
I just want to say congrats to
Mike, time in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, hold on. Let me time you in officially. Okay.
Yeah, we're back.
Wow.
Now, we haven't mentioned that I brought you guys...
Yes, beautiful
stainless steel toothpicks that have little... What do you call that? Like little martini charms at the end.
Charms.
Mike's is a shaker...
Yeah, the shaker, but I don't know what this is.
That's a jigger.
Jeff's is a shaker. Now, I had ones that had olives and a martini glass, but I lost them.
I like these. Uh-huh. These look like a Monopoly pieces to me.
This is what Tim is usually banging when he's doing his...
Right. And what you can do with these toothpicks is you can slide them in your pee hole.
Just to clear out any debris.
I would advise against that, listener. That is
me too. No, me too.
Because also, if you got the one, these are dirty. My hands have been all over these. These are gross.
Well, you'd wash it.
Okay.
Sterilize.
I got to give a little color commentary to the listener right now. If anyone's wondering, is Hanford a real New Yorker? We know he lives in New York. I'm looking at his phone right now.
Yeah.
He's got a Metro card peeking out of the back of his phone case. That is the Empire State.
I'm so New York. I got the Metro card. I'm a little distracted. So I'm wondering how the Yankees are doing
today. I hope they win the pennant.
That's one half of my brain. The other half of my brain is wondering how the Mets doing.
Mm-hmm. And how we can get Koch out of City Hall for a second.
He's messing up. No, what he's doing, it's unbelievable.
I'm proud of myself for winning the quiz. Do I get any scratch-off money or anything?
Ooh, that's up to you, Jeff. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do.
Great.
Yeah, what do you like? Get like what? Like 20, 30 like scratch-offs? Like what do you do?
Scratch-off, like actual scratch-off tickets? Fucking
I brought you in.
I don't understand why the 9 is not getting the same reaction that the 6 did.
Okay, Tim, here we go.
He's drunk. Shock him. Put him on 16 and shock the motherfucker. Let's
give
go.
Put
Jeff.
It down to 6.
Okay.
Put it on a 16.
Okay, honestly, I will do the 16.
You have to, yes.
Jeff.
Hey, if you guys put on the 9 on your leg or something.
I'll do 9 on my leg.
On the episode.
I'll do 9 on my balls.
No.
No.
leg. I'll do nine. If you guys do a leg nine, I'll do a 16 neck right now.
I'll do a leg nine in my sleep.
I'll do leg nine.
Fire it up, Steph.
Steph's shaking her head. I agree with Steph. This is gonna be bad.
Okay, should we do our leg nines first? Because no, well, neck 16.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yeah, we might lose Jeff.
Fucking Steph, just do it.
Well, but
Steph, just go.
Wait, no, Jeff. Before Steph, don't hit the button until Jeff says like.
Oh, you want a real?
And Jeff, you know how Mel Gibson says freedom at the end of Braveheart?
Yeah, he just screams it.
That's the sort of, well, you don't have to scream it, but just know that's what
you're looking for.
He said that he knew what he was doing.
So before you turn the DVD over,
I'm seeing an awful lot of clicking over.
You heard Braveheart go
Steph.
Freedom,
and it was a VHS. I watched tape two. It's also like at the end of The Wrestler when he knows doctors told him if he does his move one more time, it's going to kill him, and he jumps anyway.
Okay, here's the unfortunate thing. Because you did Vibrate most recently, it cranked up the Vibrate. So you're going to have to press Zap to get it over to Zap and then turn it up to 16.
Okay, so we're doing a Zap on not just one.
Yeah,
for
I think it maybe the one click will just get it over to Zap.
Do you want this on my leg?
Try it. No, go. Oh, fuck! Okay.
Okay, now.
Now crank it up to fucking 16.
Crank it up to 16.
Like!
Was that noticeably worse?
Yes.
Give me that one.
I felt like for the first, I could like kind of see your neck kind of.
I feel like my hair is standing up on one
Steph
side.
Steph is crying. Steph feels bad for Jeff.
All right, Steph, are you
why
on,
did you
are
do
you
that?
Nine?
Steph, him, Jeff is your friend.
Give him 16. Give him 16.
No, I'm not doing 16 on my leg. I want to do 6.
This is for pets.
Okay, all right, check. 10. Okay, yeah. Oh, no, wait. No, I have to say like.
Just are do it, okay? Hold on.
So like, I,
That was 9?
That was 9, and it just is, like, it's surprising,
I
think.
Yeah, it sucks.
Stephanie, give me 16 on the neck.
Oh!
Are you ready?
Oh, Tim!
Like! No, that was
wow,
Vibrate.
He likes it.
That was Vibrate.
No, ready?
Yeah. I don't mind it. I like it.
He likes it. Fuck you.
I don't mind it at all. It's good.
But you.
Well, let me see.
I think it's when you know.
If I truly.
Jeff's got.
No.
Vampire.
Oh,
yes.
No. But that's not like burns.
I think it's just.
There's just little rubs. If I steal myself, I bet you I could take one.
For the team.
Take a 16 with no emotion.
Do it on your fucking.
But
heart,
I just
man.
Did that.
Yeah. No,
I said I liked it.
But now I need to.
But he's been jumping around.
But I've been jumping around this whole time. Now I need to prove.
I didn't like that at all.
Now I need to prove that I can suffer in silence.
Should go on like your butt or something.
No, it's got to be neck, like Tim did. Okay, 16, go
like
for
Jim
it.
Did.
Yes.
You gotta say like.
Tim.
Yeah, back.
You strap
wow.
it.
I'm going. Wait, okay, I'm gonna go strapped and I'm gonna. Well, my neck's too big for the strap. I'm gonna go strapped on the Adam's apple. And Steph, when I say like, you hit the button as hard as you can, okay?
I fucking can't believe you did that without a word.
You know what
funny
is? If Tim's like,
you know what it is though? Honestly, the pride of the Greeks.
Oh,
I'm right on the Adam's apple. Like.
It's like a Wilhelm scream.
That's how they got the Wilhelm. Oh, that's bad. That is.
I don't like this thing. I don't like this thing. I don't want it here anymore.
You know what? I think when I put it on my neck before, I put it like on the side, but kind of farther back to like a fatty part of the neck.
Yeah,
like me.
But
yeah.
This was like getting me right on like the larynx.
Oh boy,
that was fucked up.
All right.
Let me try it.
Steph! You're
on 16?
This is devilish. You're going to zap yourself?
Are you going neck?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done neck yet. I only did my leg, and that I jumped off the roof.
As a woman, I'm supposed to have a higher pain tolerance.
Ooh.
This is true because you're going to have childbirth, yeah.
Huh.
I'm scared to do 16. But
she's doing it to herself.
You're doing 16?
This is brave. Look, she has the sensor in her hand.
Yeah, okay.
You got to say like.
I have to say like. Okay. Like.
It's so funny to watch you say calmly.
All right,
like,
let me do. I should do 16.
She took it. She took it.
I should do 16 on the neck.
All right, you gotta do it.
Oh, but I'm not putting my hands. Oh, that's crazy. You guys are also crazy.
Probably have a little liquid courage at this point. There you go. Get it on there tight. There's something scary about wearing
it's very
it.
Very loose.
Remember when I told the story about my like claustrophobic freakout
No, not me.
Ooh. During a wardrobe fitting. It, this is similar thing. When you clip that on there, it's a little like, Jeff, you've been dealing with that all day of like, ooh, this is like clipped onto me, you know? Yeah. It's kind of scary.
I don't think 16 was that bad.
Steph.
Okay. Jeff was taking a 6 and he was screaming.
Oh, no, I jumped a little bit. Wait, you don't just hold it to your neck. Okay, it's fine.
Okay. No, clip it. It's scarier.
Like,
ow!
You looked out the window.
Your whole side of your body gets like it went down to my arm.
Oh. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where we do the blowout. We talk about it all the time. Folks, you got to get on there. That's good content. It's
Patreon.com/TheBirthdayBoys. You get the app. It's Sloppy better. Sloppy. What did I say?
Birthday.
They suck.
They don't get shocked as much.
Happy 100, guys.
Happy 100. Hey, here's to a few more.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's to two more. We're ending it up. 102.
Ding. 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 Steph, great job.
Thank you, Steph.
Thanks, Steph. Shout out to the pod.
And from now on, Steph will be here zapping us for every episode.
Yeah, big shout out to the pod.
Yeah.
I feel like that neck zap fucked me up. I can still feel it in my forearm.
Yeah,
yeah,
it woke me up.
Yeah, I'm feeling skittish.
Yeah.
Whew. I thought I was going to be so brave when I took it on the Adam's apple that I screamed.
I can't wait to hear that.
I don't love this.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week.
Bye.